St. Paul, Minnesota, 1855, June.
Well, I guess I'll be heading out then. Yep. Been good seeing you. Uh-huh. You take care now here.
Yep.
Any problems, just get hold of Lieutenant Willis out there at the fort.
All right.
He'll come straighten things out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, time to be moving on. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what's holding you up?
Well, isn't there something you were going to say?
Like what?
Well?
Good luck?
No, I was thinking something like, when do you think you might be back?
Oh, you planning on coming back?
Well, of course I'm coming back. You and me is engaged to be married, Mary Sue.
I've been engaged before, twice. Well. Neither of them came back. You don't see me staring at the horizon, do you?
Yeah, but I love you. I love you.
So you say.
Gosh, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Oh, you do it all the time.
Well, of course I do it all the time. I'm a man.
So?
Well, you're sure not like other women, Mary Sue.
So I hear tell.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back soon. We'll get married and we'll settle down and we'll be happy.
Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, look, I gotta go, Mary Sue.
Who's stopping you, not me?
Well, gosh, I don't know what you're so angry about.
Well, that's the truth. You're going out to the Dakotas to vanquish the natives. You've got more right than you do to be here. And after you go out there with your guns and your smallpox, then you expect to come back here and find your womenfolk with the house all clean and supper cooked, waiting for you to come home and put your arm around them. Well, don't count on it!
Mary Sue, what is wrong with you? Gosh, you're acting plumb crazy.
You were just gone for 6 months. You got back home yesterday, and now you go away again. Okay, you just go ahead and do whatever you're going to do, because that's what you're going to do anyway. So I'm going to make the best of your absence.
Well, what does that mean?
Take a wild guess.
Oh, no.
Hey there, Mary Sue.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Lieutenant.
Hey, what's he doing here?
Oh, wow, this is my dance instructor, Lance McTavish.
Wait, dance instructor?
I am learning the tango.
Whoa, from him? Him? Him with his itty-bitty mandolin?
It's not so itty-bitty. And it's called a tangolin. Check it out.
Okay, split it up. All right, enough, you two. Listen, it takes time to secure the frontier. You know, drive the engines out of the Black Hills so we can sell T-shirts and souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go out and do the dirty work. I've got to put the man into manifest destiny.
Well, you just go ahead and manifest whatever destiny you want, and I'm going to stay here in St. Paul and explore my own feelings.
Oh.
Can you play that tangolin at the same time as you hold me in your arms, Mr. Dance Man?
You bet I can, beautiful.
Oh, come on!
Oh.
And that's how the arts arrived in St. Paul. It was a way to stay back with the women while other men went forging out there, extracting natural resources and exercising dominance. Meanwhile, we artists got our pick of the most beautiful women.
Oh, I love your hands. They're so delicate. Those long, sensitive fingers with the little calluses on the tips. Run them through my hair, please.
Thank you, ma'am. But the line starts back there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But times changed. Soon every man was either in the arts or publishing or media and communications, a producer, designer, doing a podcast, writing a blog, consulting about social media. And nobody was cutting down trees, digging the ore, driving the trucks, fishing the sea, or plowing the fields.
I absolutely love St. Paul. I mean, the dance scene, the alternative music scene, the visual arts. I mean, the whole conceptual art thing that's going on now. I know these two guys who are like walking in circles and humming, and it's performance, and it's interactive, and it's now, and it's here, and it's just so much happening. Yet what I don't understand is when I fly in from New York to L.A., what's all that empty space south of here, you know, and west of here? It's just flat. It just goes on for miles. I don't get that.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Got your gun?
Right here.
Explosives?
Yep, got them.
Yep.
You got the firing caps?
Yep, yep. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Look, straight ahead.
Oh, dear. Wolf.
estrogen.
So, where is your husband tonight?
Oh, he's at a poetry reading.
Yeah. Yep, mine went to his support group.
Oh, support of what?
He's OCD.
Obsessive compulsive?
Overly cautious disposition.
Huh. Yep. Yeah, I don't know what happened to men.
Me neither.
Mine is unable to use a hammer and a saw. Uh-huh. I do all the handiwork uh-huh. around the house.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mine just sits and reads and weeps.
If it weren't for us, mm-hmm. this town would have died a long time ago.
You got that right.
Better get down to the river and do what we've got to do.
Yep. Oh, dear.
Look at there.
What?
Ice is 3 feet thick.
Gee. You know, if we don't blow that up, it'll wipe out downtown.
Gotta be careful not to blow up the bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
But here comes the train.
Oh. And it's headed for Chicago.
My husband's on the train.
Oh, no.
He's going to see an opera.
Oh, wait. The ice is breaking up. It's heading for the bridge.
Gotta do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Fire in the hole.
Oh, good one. Oh, look. Some big chunks are still heading for that bridge. Okay. Okay. I got one of them.
And I got the other.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, there they go.
Yep. Gosh, they had no idea they were goners.
And now we saved their skins.
Yep. Well, hi there.
Hey, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Nice shooting.
Thanks.
Hey, you're from around here?
I am now.
You know, you look like you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be. Then I got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Went into explosives.
Oh, really? We're also in demolitions.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of women in the field now.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Women seem to have a knack for it.
Mm-hmm.
And their hands are smaller, so they're better at wrapping up fuses.
I see what you're getting at.
So tell me, what do you like to blow up?
I do fireworks mainly.
Oh.
Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Big rockets.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I would.
Me too.
As it happens, I just set one up down there on the river. It's called the Tower of Power. Want to see it?
Oh, yes. You bet.
Yes, we do.
Tell you what,
please.
How about you do the countdown?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Five.
There you go.
Four.
That's good.
Three.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
One!
Wow, all I can say is wow.
That was some explosion, mister.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah.
And you're so slender.
You want to see more? It'll be dark soon.
And so it will be.
How about I meet you down here tonight?
We'll be here.
Yeah. Right here.
That's the history of St. Paul, Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen, 1855.